Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am. Anyway, it was $39 and something sent, took out of my bank and sent to y'all. What kind of company is this?
Okay, so can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account? What customer support were at third party call center?
28333.
First and last name?
Bonnie Davis.
Okay, can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
104 Butler Road, Dudley, North Carolina. 28333.
Okay. Thanks so much for your information as well. One moment, please. I'm waiting your account to load. Okay, I see that you did order the KitchenAid. You did do the KitchenAid, and how may I help you today?
The KitchenAid. Okay, I've never got a KitchenAid.
Well, it was for a chance to actually win the KitchenAid.
And I've got to pay that $39.99.
That's the discount membership fee. Buys you $125 voucher to our online store.
I have not signed up for that.
When you signed up for the KitchenAid, ma'am, it was stated online in terms and conditions as well.
And I called and canceled it because it didn't come out last month. Because I put a stop to it. You know, I called
it. Okay, can I have your cancellation number, ma'am?
No, I can't because I don't know.
Okay, so anytime you call in, regardless of what you're calling about, the system automatically does notate the account. Linda said that you called in. It's not any information on the account saying that you called in to cancel, but there's no problem. I can go ahead and get that account canceled for you a moment.
Cancel that and put my money back.
Okay. The charge is valid, ma'am. The charge of today, I'm sorry.
Do what now?
The charge is valid. The charge of today, I'm sorry.
Okay. I called my bank and had it canceled.
You said you already called your bank and had it canceled, ma'am?
I did that 2 months ago, or a month ago.
Okay. So the way this dispute process works is your bank's going to give you money back at first. But once your bank calls us and get all the information, do the investigation, they will set the charge of value you'll stand up being charged for. But if you drop the dispute with your bank and have them contact us with you on the line to verify the dispute has been dropped, we'll issue out a full refund with no problem.
So I've got to call my bank.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for calling us. I support you. Enjoy a wonderful day.
Uh-huh.